All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. It's not hentai. It's close, but it's not hentai. Finally, we got Chaos Head Noah. I've been wanting to bring you this one for a long time, and even though I'm kind of tired, we're gonna go ahead and do this, because, like, this is really nostalgic for me. I read this 12 years ago, and I have never read the Noah version, so, I could pretty much tell you damn near everything that happens, because, again, this novel's very influential to me. There's a lot of ideas in it that I still kind of carry with me, and it also deals with a character that has hyperphantasia, which is something I actually deal with, and sometimes it can be good, sometimes, like I said, it's a blessing and a curse. You can imagine the greatest fucking thing in your head. It's like movies play in your damn head. It's amazing, it's great. But it's also really fucked up when you have, like, horrible, like, imagine movies playing in your head that you didn't want to see. Horrible things happening before they've happened. Experiencing those horrible things before they've happened. It's pretty fucking hardcore, and it's something that I've dealt with through most of my life. So, this is something that the character deals with, too, depending on which path you take. So, I do know how to get to the true end, and I'm not really sure, how much it matters in this game. Like, I don't remember if there's any dead ends, or, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean, it's a murder mystery. But anyway, let's just go through it. Hold on. Yeah, confirmed. It's good. Yeah, there we go. Wow. It's a little confusing, isn't it? Just make sure we're there. All right.
その瞳はいつも僕を見つめていて、眼差しは熱くて真っ黒な雨雲を突き抜けて。
Supposed to read this. Hold on.
雨のように僕へと降り注ぐ。
I thought I had this set.I do. It's not working. Anyway, the backlog is a gaze rains down from the sky. Those eyes are always watching me. The stare pierces through the thick pitch black rain clouds and pours down. Damn it. A little different. And pours down on me like rain. Don't look at me. My body won't stop shivering, not from the chill of the rain, but rather the ice-cold rubble pressing against my back. So terribly cold. A gaze pierces me from the heavens. Who it belongs to, I can't say. As if to escape it, I raise my head to look at the environment around me. There I see a ruined city. There I see despair. There I see death. There I see nothingness. Not a soul is there. Not a soul is moving. Not a soul is left alive. The only thing I can hear is the sound of the rain continuing to pour. At this rate, everything, both the living and the dead, will it all be gently embraced and washed away? How nice it would be if all this was just a delusion, but that doesn't seem to be the case. I can't move my body. I can only move my eyes and neck, and even then, just barely. My body is shivering, but that's nothing more than a physiological phenomenon. It isn't happening by my own will. I don't want my body to tremble. If I can't move it freely, then it isn't my body. Or maybe I've never had free will ever since I was born. Nobody knows exactly where the soul resides. Bearing that in mind, how can anyone say that there is a soul inside this body of mine? But, then where exactly am I now? Am I really here? Am I anywhere at all? In this shattered world, where all stands still, where all that can be heard is the rain of death, suddenly another sound echoes through it. A single, solitary existence begins to emerge from the sea of nothingness. Who are you? Is your skin so pale because it's been numbed by the chill of the rain? Or is it because you're already dead? And yet, the girl isn't shivering. And those eyes of hers, nearly hidden by her bangs. Damn, I hate this text. Don't look at me. They look so terribly sad. They look as if they hold a hint of madness. They look as if they reflect nothing. If she and I were the only ones left in the world, if we stared into each other's eyes like this for all eternity, there's a lot of that in this, would my world be reduced to the reflection in her eyes? Would her world be reduced to the reflection in my eyes? The only thing reflected in her eyes is me. The only thing reflected in my eyes is her. When I think of it that way, the world immediately seems so much smaller. Hey! Suddenly, a flash of static reaches my ears. One endlessly beautiful, yet deeply discordant. She lowers her head and spreads her arms wide, almost as if preparing to take off, to soar high above the rain clouds. Or, as if trying to catch all the falling rain. All that's watching you is a delusion. From where am I on the ground? From where I am on the ground, I can't see the expression on that lowered heart of hers. Or head, whatever. It's fast. Behind this thin veil of rain, just what kind of face are you making? I'll put you to rest now. An angel? Are those dancing feathers of light blessing me? Or... Ah, I see. I finally understand.
理解したよ。それで、
She's going to use that to kill me. The girl slowly kneels to the ground right before my collapsed body. With her head still lowered, she gently takes my own in her hands. I surrender my body to her grasp. I'm just relieved that she isn't looking at me. In my ear, I hear a whisper. Garbled by static, it's as beautiful as it's discordant, but I can't make it out very well. A warm, soft, gentle, sweet sensation, and miraculously, as if it were an anesthetic, the shivering in my body slowly begins to die down. Her soft breath tickles my cheeks. It smells so sweet. Suddenly, I sense something pressing against my chest. The large sword she holds tears through my skin, bores into my flesh, weaves through my bones, and slowly sinks through to the center of my body. But, gifted with the anesthesia of her kiss, I no longer feel any pain. I would never have imagined I'd get such a kind death. Just the thought of it breaks my heart, leaving me on the verge of tears. Trying to hide them, I look past the girl's head up towards the ashen sky, where the rain continues to pour. Is the sky blurring because of the rain? Because of my tears? I don't feel that gaze anymore. I don't feel anything anymore. As my consciousness fades away, I reach my hand toward the sky. Somebody, please tell me just where could that sky of ours have gone? That should be it. Imagine if the delusion becomes reality. Chapter 1, Eyes and Eyes. I couldn't see the gaze. Can I actually use my mouse now, thank you, please? I couldn't see it, even though it was watching me. It was strange. For as long as I could remember, I sometimes felt like I was being watched by some mysterious gaze. But whenever I turned to look, there was never anyone there. Still, I was convinced that someone was watching me. I could tell by the chills that ran down my neck. Was I just being too self-conscious? Or did I just have a fear of being watched? Way back in elementary school, I thought of it differently. That gaze is God watching over me, and I generally believed it too. I'd even written an essay about it back then. In retrospect, I must have just had a bad case of Chunibyou. It means like third grade syndrome or eighth grade syndrome. We'll check the tips. Literally, eighth grade syndrome. A term referring to a mindset exhibited primarily by adolescent males. Also uses derogatory term to refer to older people who still exhibit this mindset. Characterized by an affected attitude of nihilism or cynicism, antisocial behavior, fantastical delusions, and or consuming fear of being treated as a child. The person exhibiting these symptoms believes they are cool, but most adults will find it comical. Chunibyou, which is often abbreviated as Chunny, also refers to fictional tropes that teenage males tend to enjoy, such as ancient conspiracies, superpowers, especially powers sealed in a character's eye or arm, Norse mythology, battles for the fate of the multiverse, etc. The consummate Chunibyou case will work such elements into their own personal backstory. This is a Chunny novel, by the way. But now it hurts just thinking about it. If anyone were to read it now, I'd probably shut myself away from society for the rest of my life. Fuhihi. I can still remember the title of that essay. Whose eyes are those eyes? Okay. Nishijo Takumi. Nishijo. Or is it Nishijo? It's Nishijo. And it's Takumi. My chair groaned hoarsely as I leaned back. Don't look at me. I muttered that toward the gloomy ceiling, irritated. Naturally, there was no response. This was my room. I lived here alone. Aside from me, of course, there wasn't a single person here. I tried turning around. My room was dim and cluttered, with various belongings stacked all the way to the ceiling. He still has more anime figs than me. The only source of light in the room was the desktop lamp near my PC. There weren't any windows, so the darkness should come as no surprise. And since you couldn't see outside, you couldn't even tell whether it was night or day. I started speaking into the dark corners of my room. My name is Nishijo Takumi. I'm 17, and I'm in my second year at Sumei Academy. Not like I really go to school much, though. Well, that's just because I study from home. As long as I come in to take the tests, I can ace them all just fine. I'm pretty smart, you know. It wasn't like talking to myself would accomplish anything. It wasn't like anyone was going to show up out of nowhere. The darkness just kept on sitting there and being darkness. Still, darkness was delusion fuel. After all, the unseen might as well be the unknown. And the darkness, even if you knew it was impossible, you couldn't help but wonder if something might be there lurking in the shadows. Damn it, this wasn't helping. I was only making my own creepy delusions worse. Why did I do this to myself? To get off the topic, I decided to keep monologuing. Right now, I'm deep in enemy territory. I'm living in Shibuya.
この紅海館ビルは
This is the Koronai Conference Hall. It's owned by my dad's property management company.
その屋上に設置されたコンテナハウスを格安で借りてるんだ。
But I'm just renting out a cheap shipping container on the roof.
街の環境は最悪。僕が住んでる新鮮町は小さな坂が多いから疲れるし、すぐ近くにラブホ街もあるし。
The area around here really does suck though. I'm in Shinsen, which means a lot of small hills. It's exhausting. And if that weren't bad enough, the Love Hotel district is right around the corner. Huh.
ここが Akiba なら最高だったのに。
If only I lived in Akiba instead. Now that'd be epic.
本当渋谷ってひどい街だ。円数で言うとディーンズバレーくらいひどい。
Seriously though, Shibuya is such a horrible city. It's as shitty as Dennis Valley in ESO. ESO was the name of an MMORPG that was basically my life. Its full title was Empire Sweeper Online.I dive in a base lard, that's the world of ESO, pretty much every day at this point, sacrificing sleep in the process, of course. Dennis Valley was a region in ESO that was full of annoying mobs. They hit super hard, and yet they couldn't even be bothered to drop any decent loot. Only idiots went there to grind. Every vet worth his shit would go to the Forest of Lead instead. It was a much better place to grind, and it was right nearby. Of course, that was where I went.
というわけで、ドキュンと恋愛資本主義者が集まるこんな街は即刻滅ぶべきだね。
Like I was saying, the city is full of DQNs and egotistical douchebags looking for an easy lay. I wish it just get demolished already.
でもこの部屋の住み心地はまあまあ我慢できるレベル。
So long as I'm in the comfort of my own room, though, I don't need to put up with any of that.
PC とネット環境は最高水準クラスが揃ってるからね。
I have a top-of-the-line PC and super fast internet, and that's all I need.
まあ、学生にしては上等の基地じゃないかな。あ、だから僕はこの部屋のことをベースって呼んでる。
It's all any student could ever need, really. Oh, right, that's why I call this room my base. Oh yeah, remember that Dokun used to refer to people who are stupid, antisocial, or delinquents? Yeah, we know what an MMO is. That doesn't work. As always, there wasn't a single living creature in here except me. Realizing how ridiculous I sounded talking to myself like this, I decided to stop introducing myself to whoever was watching me.
それにしても汚い部屋だな。
Still though, this room is a total mess. The whole room reeked of rot. I could feel the stagnating air crawling on my skin. Empty soda bottles and boxed lunches from the convenience store were scattered all over the floor. Also, my bed was covered in piles and piles of Aerogane. Oh, really? Thanks to that, I always slept on the couch instead.Aerogay, 18 plus video games that have been popular ever since the 1980s, featured mainly on PC. I wonder if we know anybody that plays those. I wonder. While they may be referred to as video games, the gameplay consists of nothing but reading text. That's not true. Rants! The text is often accompanied by character sprites, backgrounds, as well as special illustrations known as CGs,A.K.A. computer graphics. The genre involves the player growing closer to the main heroines and experiencing sexual events with them over the course of the story. These events occasionally include subjects such as coercion or even rape. Well, yeah, with Rance! He does that. Despite the... speaking of Rance. Rance 9, February 23rd. I already got it pre-ordered. Because I'm...that kind of fucking crazy weeb. So, hey, go ahead, get it. It's going to be gameplay. You won't just be reading text. I gotta go tell the patch people, hey, you forgot, you need to add rants. What? Add rants? It's false. It's not just text, damn it. Despite the adult content of the source material, several anime have been made based on these games, many of which have established a cult following, like Fate Stay Night. Uh-huh. Yeah, you probably didn't know that, did ya? Did ya? Oh, you do now. Seriously, though, this place is a pigsty. Who the hell makes a mess like the... Oh, me. And then he laughs. He's got a weird laugh. Fed up with my own creepy laugh, at least he admits it's creepy, I took out my frustration on a plastic bottle lying by my foot. He just kicks it. The bottle ricocheted off the wall and flew straight towards my shelf of perfectly organized figures. With a shriek, I leapt out of my chair to catch it. I never let anyone lay a finger on any of my 100-ish waifus, daughters, and older sisters. Wow, he's got waifus, daughters, and older sisters. These girls were my darlings. Just looking at them soothed my achy heart. I don't know, I kind of look at mine every once in a while, but I don't have a, oh, it soothes my aching heart. I said, oh, they look nice up there. It is what it is. I make sure to tidy up their shelf once a week, and I don't think I've tidied that shelf up, like, ever. Well, I don't know. It's kind of dusty up there. It was the only place in the room I ever cleaned. I was always looking for the best way to display their cuteness. I would constantly rotate and reposition them, trying to create the ultimate layout. Really, brah? Naturally, if I let them get dusty, then the whole thing would be ruined, so I always made sure to clean them regularly. I don't have enough time or patience for all that. Breathing a sigh of relief, I tossed the bottle aside and turned back to my PC. I kept my beloved PC enshrined at the back end of my room. Next to my monitor was Seratan. Seratan's very important. 1/8 scale, pre-awakening version. A figure from my current favorite anime, Bloodtoon the Animation. No, Bloodtoon does not fucking actually exist, but, you know. Not letting me access? Okay. She sat there striking a moe pose and smiling at me. Fictional! Lead heroine of the anime, Bloodtoon the Animation. Her signature catchphrase is, "You big dumb dumb." Sarah is what one might call a soon-dear childhood friend type character. She's 17 years old and a second-year student at Meteor Academy. She can transform into a magical girl using the power of Star, and she is accompanied by her mysterious familiar called Something. Something. Well, I mean, don't think too hard on it, Mr. Manga Writer. As is typical of a magical girl, she wields a magical staff she calls Samurai Condenser. Despite it being referred to as a staff, its appearance is far too brutal for it to truly be considered such. In reality, it is very clearly a giant metal rod. Will also use her staff for physical attacks on occasion, or to put it bluntly, she beats her enemies to a bloody pulp with it. Oh, that sounds fucking great. Bloodtoon was originally a manga. Ooh, I was right about that. But it recently received an anime adaptation. The anime is currently airing with a total of 26 episodes planned. As it should be, One Piece and your hundreds and hundreds of episodes. I see you. Japanese employs a system of name suffixes that define the speaker's relationship to the addressee. The common honorifics are as follows. San, the most common honorific. Used with strangers, people of equal status, and general whenever one needs to be polite. When used after the given name Nishijo-san, it indicates a closer relationship. Kun, an informal name suffix generally used for male friends or male subordinates, also used by males towards female subordinates in professional environments. I did not know that. Chan, a diminutive suffix that indicates high affection, usually used for small children, young girls, or between close female friends. Tan, an even more diminutive version of the Chan suffix, more often used for fictional characters, especially anthropomorphizations for added cuteness. Chin, yet another diminutive version of the Chan suffix, most often used by young girls in its more cutesy way to refer to friends. I've never even seen Chin. Okay. She sat there striking a moe pose and smiling at me.
Sarah, kawaii yo, Sarah.
Sarah, you're so cute, Sarah. Pronounce moe, not moe. Not like the Simpsons. You got them damn moe anime, that's the problem. You got that moe. In a taku culture, it refers to feelings of affection, adoration, or excitement towards characters, typically female, in manga, anime, video games, and other media. Also used to describe particular character traits, including flaws like glasses, clumsiness, or ditziness. The term is often used interchangeably with the word cute or even as a verb, e.g., I moed over her for like an hour. Oof. Also used to refer to the culture of entertainment centered around things that are moe. Such media has become so popular that the term has entered the lexicon of otaku not only in Japan, but across the world, as it still continues today. It is a pain in the ass to get to the tips menu in this game. Staring longingly into Sarah Tan's eyes, or Sarah Tan, I don't even know, brah. Like I said, I don't even see that anymore. I don't even see that in other novels I've played. I grabbed a nearby bottle of cola and took a sip. It was lukewarm, but I didn't care. Alright, let's get back to ESO. I sat down and plopped my hands onto the keyboard, just assuming that position made me feel relaxed. By the way, it always stays on this screen. He, like, never fucking moves. My character in ASO, Nightheart, was a paladin. I'd already leveled him up to the max and reset twice. Right now, he was back to the max level 50. That was the highest rank he could reach on official servers. ESO players far and wide knew me as Lightning Fast Nightheart. They treated me like a god. I already had all the rare weapons, armor, and magic. I still only have 95 of the total rare items, but yeah, whatever. It was still a work in progress. I had so much gold that I didn't even know what to do with it. Well, aside from RMT, real money trading, which I made a living off of. Even if I stopped grinding right now, I'd still have enough to keep living like this for half a year. Aside from just ESO stuff, I was particularly adept at chatting online. It was the only source of social interaction I ever got, after all. I gave advice on the huge anonymous forum, At Channel. I posted it in Epic Threads too, of course. Oh yeah, and I had over 100 friends on Freepara, the social network I used. Respect, trust, I had it all right here. I didn't go to school. It wasn't so much that I didn't want to, and more that I had no reason to. I could study anything online. School's completely useless when you can get everything done from home. Well, I did need to attend every once in a while, or else I wouldn't earn enough credits to graduate. That was why I went to school as little as I possibly could. That was the smartest way for a student to live. My parents always nagged me about it, though. To make things easier, I'd invented the minimum attendance chart. According to the chart, I only needed to attend 2 to 3 times a week. The other students would make fun of me for being an otaku freak, but as far as I was concerned, they were the stupid ones for going to school every day. Maybe try thinking for yourself once, dipshits. All in all, my life here really isn't all that bad. Oh, whoops. I'd been so busy thinking about the gays, I forgot I was in the middle of chatting with Grim. Really? Me? Grim was the handle of one of my ESO friends. Grim I talked to him all the time online, though I'd never met him in real life. He had a keen eye for useful information, so I could genuinely rely on him to keep me in the loop. I sat back down and started tapping out a response. My bad, and nah, I didn't fall asleep, I just zoned out for a second, lol. You must be really tired. Do you not get enough sleep, or do you just stay up late doing the dirty with your girlfriend, lol? Up all night every night. Come on, you know I'm not in the 3D, RLFL. The two of us chatted about all sorts of things, and since it was anonymous, I was comfortable with talking about pretty much anything. I never act like this in real life, obviously. And by 2D, you mean he Aerogay? What is up with you, this lewd shit? Me? You're the guy that has porny delusions all the time. You literally were just going on and on about girls in school swimsuits, remember? LOL. I was? I definitely don't remember that. Anyway. If that's what we're talking about, then here's my take on it. School swimsuit plus glasses equals perfection. I don't know. Glasses. Competition swimsuits are definitely better than the regular school ones. Swimming cap is absolutely required. Pass on the swimming cap. I can't get off to that. Slow down, man, LML. You really like swimsuits, huh? As any man should, logically speaking. By the way, it's not really about how much skin is shown. Like, you know, how a grill? Ugh. Having her panties completely exposed is epic, but the implication that she's going no panties, is so much hotter, it's like that. Okay, sure, but I'd be happy either way, really. What sort of knave can acknowledge the superiority of implications? I mean, not gonna lie, I just like them naked. Does that make me a knave? You stupid dumb fuck, you don't get moe at all. Well, your libido is definitely full throttle today, but that's what makes you your new unite heart, LOL. I should be disgusted and yet, LOL. Wait, go back. What do you mean that's what makes you you? I mean, yeah, guess I went a bit crazy there. I'm still trying to maintain a cool image for myself here. You cool? What are you laughing at? Anyway, what were we talking about before I went AFK? It's probably just something to do with the SO. Did you seriously forget? There was an incident in real life recently. An incident in real life? I remembered something like that, but what was it? Shogun has joined the room. Current users 3. Greetings, Lord Shogun. Sup? Introduced myself, but there was no reply from the user named Shogun. Okay, we're gonna end it here, because this is where shit gets interesting. I'm not gonna go straight up into it. And of course, they're actually probably playing this on YouTube and Twitch, maybe? I don't know. It gets a little hardcore. Twitch may ban it. This one is a little hardcore compared to the other, like, Steins Gate and even Chaos Child, stuff like that. This one is when they were not sure whether they wanted to be an Aerogay company or they wanted to be, like, a regular visual novel company. And they literally made the transition from Aerogay into visual novels with Steins Gate. So, this one is still a little rough and crazy. Not that Chaos Child doesn't have some crazy shit, but this is way into perversion and weeb culture and stuff that I think Steam just kind of really fucking went off on for a while. Like, they weren't really sure. That's why they think they had to cut a bunch of shit out just to get it Steam ready. I don't know. But this patch adds all of it back in. So now you get the true version of the game. Make sure you pick it up from Committee of Zero. Those are cool guys. I've talked to them. So go ahead. Get it. On GOG and Zoom. Not Zoom. This is not on Zoom. GOG and Steam. And Switch. Their patch will also work on Switch, but it's a pain in the ass to get to work, and you have to hack your Switch a little bit, and not great, but it'll work if you can do all that crazy shit with a paperclip or a 64 gigabyte SD card or whatever else the fuck you gotta do. I don't know. Just get a PC. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grim's Visual Novel Corner with Chaos Head.